This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
He's won over the nation's hearts on TV as a big star on X Factor, and his album is currently sitting at number one on the charts here in Australia. Please welcome to Joy 94.9, Mr. Taylor Henderson.
Hey, hey, hey. How's it going?
Not too bad. Have you had a busy day?
It's been extremely busy. I've just been doing lots of interviews and I've done TV work, I've done online stuff, but this is the important one right here with you, man. It's
now,
all good.
You grew up as a country boy in Geelong. Did you ever imagine your life was going to be like this, rushing around with record executives doing interviews all day?
Oh, man, well, that's the thing. I think, you know, when you go on these shows, it's incredible what can happen afterwards, but that's if you take the right approach to it. See, after the show, you know, it hasn't just come to me. I've had to take what's mine. I've had to work really hard. I've been home twice since X Factor's finished, and I've just been, you know, I just want to learn, man. I really want to get amongst it. I never thought it would pan out like this, but here we are now.
Because you initially started out years ago on Australia's Got Talent.
That's right.
And you're performing with your dad.
Yeah.
Is dad a bit jealous of all the success?
Oh, no.
The sun's all over the place?
No, see, look, the great thing about dad is that, you know, look, he's been there since the beginning when, you know, only four people would rock up to my gig. So, for example, I did a gig at Geelong, in my hometown. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Melbourne. Yeah. You know, I did a gig there and there was thousands of people that rocked up. So he's not jealous. If anything, he's just proud and he's passionate.
One of the things, how's it been with all your mates? I mean, obviously they've probably known that you've enjoyed music and you've been performing music for years, but all of a sudden all your mates are seeing you on TV and hearing you on the radio. Do they give you a bit of sticker or are they quite supportive of
it? Oh, it depends. You know, look, I've got some mates who pretty much they're lifelong mates. I've grown up with them.
Yeah.
You know, but then I've got some other mates, they're just rough blokes, you know, because look, really, I'm a chippy. People forget that sometimes. But, you know, so before X Factor, you know, I that's what I did, and there's some rough blokes on side who, you know, they'd give me a bit of cheap, you know, give it straight back to them.
Taylor, so we don't like the shirt you're wearing today, or you got too much makeup on, Taylor, and all
that
sort of stuff.
Yeah, bring it on, they give it all to me, but I just throw it straight back at them, so it's all good.
If we can just talk about the reality TV for a minute, between Australia's Got Talent and X Factor, there were a couple of years in between that. How did you use that time to develop your music, and do you think you came back stronger on X Factor?
That's a really good question. Look, in 2010, that's when I auditioned for Australia's Got Talent, and the crazy thing about that show, well, more the great thing, was I got to do what I wanted to do, which was good. I got to go and play guitar. Even though Dad and I, we got separated and went through as individual acts. But look, I was just a boy. I was 16. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew I liked singing, and that's what I did on the show, and it was great. There was great hype, and once a show was done, it's like, and then no one wanted me. I got nothing out of it. You know, I got gigs and I got to perform, but you know, I got to the point where I'd try and get a gig even in my local town and no one would have me. I got a couple gigs here and there. I remember trying to get, you know, to do some gigs here and there, but it was just harder. I tried to start it up, but no. So I went back to school, did, you know, year 11, year 12, finished that. You know, I started working with Dad, but in between that, you know, if I had time off, I was stacking shelves at Cotton On in the warehouse. And, man, I was busking whenever I could. So I was really trying just anything I could do, anything to make a buck. So the great thing is when X Factor came along, it was a bit risky because I'd just been on a show, you know, 3 years ago. But I thought my friends and especially my family, like, you need to do it. They could see something in me where I think maybe even I couldn't. That whole time I was really perfecting my art. Every time I'd have a break or if I wasn't working or, you know, or if I wasn't, you know, I'd have my guitar, I'm singing, I'm playing, I'm perfecting everything without me even realizing. And that's why I went on X Factor.
You came back and you went on X Factor and you were mentored by Ronan.
That's right.
Now, you and him clashed over a few of the song choices occasionally, especially over Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Which, to be fair, if someone, I mean, I can't sing to save myself, but if someone had come to me and said, can you sing Girls Just Want to Have Fun? I'd be like, that's a chick song. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually quite an inspired choice. It went to number one on iTunes. And do you think Ronan perhaps tried to push you out of your comfort zone a little bit?
Ronan is incredibly business-minded. He's just very honest. He's direct and he sees it as it is. And if anything, he's passionate and so am I. So out of that comes, you know, not clashing, but we created something even better than what we planned out. So I speak on behalf of any bloke. You know, if someone came to you and said, I want you to sing Girls Just Want to Have Fun live on Australia, like to Australia.
Yeah.
Any bloke would be, you're kidding me, I'm not doing that. That wasn't my response, but the way it sort of came out, I thought, oh, man. I said, what are you doing to me?
Yeah.
What are you doing? But, you know, we came up with this arrangement, and, oh, I think it worked out in my favour.
Well, so, yeah, it certainly worked.
It went, I don't know, I never thought the day would come where I actually say my first number one single is Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Oh, my goodness.
We're with Taylor Henderson on Joy 94.9. In a moment, we're going to talk about your brand new single. It's called Borrow My Heart. But first of all, let's hear that track. This is Jono with special guest Taylor Henderson. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Taylor Henderson. Joy supports Aussie music. Do you? Keep listening for more of the hottest local tunes on Joy 94.9.
Special in-studio guest tonight is Mr. Taylor Henderson.
You!
Now, Borrow My Heart, the first track. I watched the video for that a couple of days ago.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was great. This is obviously the first real sort of video you've made.
That's right.
How was the whole process and like the direction of it? Was it kind of an exciting thing to do?
Oh man, like of course. My first video ever, you know. I think after being on X Factor, it's quite incredible how you learn how to act, but just to be comfortable in front of a camera, because you can have a conversation with someone, but the moment there's 17 cameras in your face, it gets a little bit awkward. So, you know, it was great when I got to do my music video. I had a bit of experience being in front of a camera, but being natural. So, it was great. I worked with some really great guys. I worked with a guy called Wayne who helped direct the video, another guy, James. They were really quite, they just made it quite rustic. The video is just real. It's not too over the top. It's just me portraying a story, but I'm singing it. It's an honest performance. So
when you got the final cut, did you just go home and like watch it over and over again and were like, that's me?
The thing is, that's why it's a bit intimidating, because sometimes you watch it back and you think, oh, there's my giant head on the screen, and you think oh no, you think, oh, that doesn't look good there. But in the end, they kind of, we had a bit of a chat and they just said, the good thing is, it's just, you know, it can be daunting because you look at yourself and think, oh, that's going to go out to people, because it's like when you hear your own voice on tape, you think, sometimes you go, oh, is that what I sound like? So it took a little while. You know, I just had a couple looks over and I thought, you know what, it's not too bad. I was happy, man.
At least you got it right first time, because poor Dami had to redo hers because they didn't get it right the first time. So yours, first take, brilliant video.
Thank you very much. But man, you should see Dami's video now. It's fantastic.
Now, we've got to say congratulations to you, because you've got the number one album in the country at the moment.
That's right. Yeah.
A mix of songs on it. You must be pretty proud. What did you do to celebrate?
Oh, what did I do to celebrate? Oh, well, that's the thing. I remember when this album, I had to actually squeeze the whole episode, 11 songs in 3 days.
Mm.
So after that happens, you know, your voice is like, oh, it's a bit tight, a bit sore. But I think, look, after it, you know, it was released, it went out. I think I went out for dinner with the family. That's so boring. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, that's just what, you know, I guess I hadn't seen my family in so long after being performing all over the country. I actually was, the day I got back is when my album got released. So it was after the tour exactly, and I got home and we celebrated. So, yeah.
Speaking of the tour, what's been the highlight of the tour for you?
The tour, well, now that the tour's finished, you know, I think what was so good is just, you know, being back with the whole gang is good, you know. I was back with, you know, the top five. Yeah. And it's a bit daunting when you come off, you know, when you come off X Factor and you think, oh, what's next? What do I do? I worked hard. I really worked my, you know, I worked my butt off to try and get where I am. And just to have the audience there again is great, because during the show, there's only about 200 people that sit in the audience. Yeah.
And I guess there are people that like come to the show, whereas when you're going around the country, you're going to all sorts of places.
Oh, yeah, for
people,
big arenas. Yeah.
People wouldn't have been to the X Factor show.
Exactly. And that's the thing, like there's thousands of people there. Like we did a gig, we did a gig in Perth at this centre, a big stadium, and we thought, oh, okay, we're over in Perth, and we weren't expecting what a bit, but man, that was probably our biggest crowd. There was. Yeah.
Did you have anyone throwing roses or underwear at you or anything like that?
You can probably ask Jai. Jai probably had a few thrown at him.
It's coming up to Christmas, and so hopefully you're going to be able to take a little bit of time off. What are your plans?
Yeah, see, I love when it gets to Chrissy time. So I think I just want to, I just want to open some presents, to be honest. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I guess with having the number one album in the country, you're going to still be fairly busy.
Yeah, that's of course. Yeah, I mean, like it's, you know, I'm a busy man, but I get a couple of days off, and that's good, you know. But I definitely want to keep working, because, you know, I as I said, after being off Australia's Got Talent, I got nothing out of it. And so to come off this show and really been given, I was quite lucky, you know, I got an opportunity to do something with it. I'm not letting anything go this time, so I'm making sure I'm gonna stick around, man. I'm sticking around.
Let's have a quick five questions to finish. Just go. The first thing that comes to me. Mind. What song would you have loved to have performed on X Factor but didn't get to?
Oh, good question. I would love to perform an Ed Sheeran song.
Okay.
Which is, yeah, I love Ed Sheeran, so I would have loved to perform one of that.
Best thing a fan has given you or said to you?
The best thing a fan's given me? A fan once gave me, look, it was so random, but they made this paper mache microphone stand and everything that had engraved on the side, like my name and everything. So quite impressive.
How cool. Favorite song off the album to play live?
Ooh, I like singing Human Nature by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Acoustically.
Best thing about Australia in summer?
Definitely. I like going down to, you know, the beaches, like Torquay Beach or like Ocean Grove down that
end. You do live in a pretty good part of the country.
Yeah, so that's what's good about where I live. So yeah, definitely the beach life.
And finally, if Dami came to work on the farm for a day, what's the first thing you'd teach her?
Man, I'd probably get, well, I got Ronan to shear a sheep.
Yeah.
So I might get Dami to do the same thing, but that'd be hilarious. You'd probably have no idea what to do. I'd probably get her to shear a sheep.
Taylor, absolute pleasure having you in here at the station today. All the very best for Christmas and the new year, and we look forward to lots of great music in 2014.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it. Hi, Joy friends. This is Taylor Henderson, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a fantastic new year.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.